Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Scott Jenkins, president of Dirt Environmental Solutions. The company trades on the TSX, Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol DRT. Thanks for joining us today there, Scott.
Well, thanks for having us, Juan. We really appreciate it.
Great. So, yeah, this is an updated interview from November of last year. And for some of our listeners that are new to the story, can you provide us with a history and overview of DIRT, D-I-R-T-T?
Sure. Well, you know, first I like to tell people, and for some of your new listeners, DIRT stands for Doing It Right This Time. And that's our reminder that of our previous companies that we were very successful, but we also had some hiccups along the way, and to try to change things around and give ourselves a little reminder to be humble as we move forward and build this great company. So DIRT manufactures interior construction solutions. We replace drywall and framing, and we build out what we believe are beautiful offices, beautiful hospitals, universities, schools, and now moving into new markets such as hospitality, residential in particular. But basically, we are doing interior construction. We're using our proprietary technology, which we call ICE, and we're doing it with speed, cost certainty, high quality, which is exactly the challenges that our clients face in traditional construction.
And what were some of the drivers there behind your quarterly results, which were particularly strong?
Yeah, we're definitely experiencing a lot of growth. So top line growth. We're a growth company. You know, we're focused on building that top line, and we're starting to show our investors and people that are interested in us a lot of leverage in our business model. What was interesting to start the year, and in particular the last quarter, is we didn't have any large projects. You know, no single project above $2 million. Really, just great projects from our clients, our growing client list, that are $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, you know, your typical interior renovation and construction projects, whether that's for a healthcare facility, a ward, or maybe a clinic, a dentist's office, a small office. So we're really seeing just this growing momentum for our solutions and our technology, and that really drove the top line growth in Q2, and now we're, you know, demonstrating the leverage in our business and sustained profitability.
Great. And so what are the key trends that you're focused on right now in the sector, and how is the company positioned to capitalize?
So that's a great question. So I'm going to take a bit of a step back real quick. When we started the company 10 years ago, we're only a 10-year-old company. We really kind of built the company on the foundation of our ICE technology so that we can deliver custom, beautiful solutions to our clients with speed, accuracy, cost certainty, which is unheard of in construction. But it was mostly for the commercial market. So moving on to trends, about 4.5 years ago, we took our solutions, and they were just so flexible, we were able to move into healthcare. Now, that's a longer sales cycle. Projects can be a little bit bigger, but we're seeing a lot of momentum in the healthcare industry, where, to our knowledge, we're the only prefabricated manufacturer in North America of a full hospital room. And now, you know, year to date, we've done over 150 hospital projects. And in our history, you know, we're approaching 1,000. So we have a lot of credibility now in the space that's trying to build. Importantly, though, we're still less than 0.1% of that market for interiors. So healthcare, number one trend. Second trend we're seeing on a macro basis is we're seeing construction costs and access to construction labor go up and be a challenge. So construction costs in the United States are increasing. Materials, labor costs are going up. But just even access to that construction labor, you know, I was recently in Northern California meeting with some of our clients and our partners, and they're really struggling to find crews to build everything that's going on. So how do they do that? Well, the answer, we believe, is a company like DIRT, where we can build these beautiful, custom, but cost-competitive interiors, but we do it off-site. It's prefab. They get exactly what they want when they want it.
So what are some of the factors that make the company and your solution unique from some of the other players in the sector, especially in the construction?
Well, number one would be our ICE software. So ICE is a proprietary software that we invented, proprietary to us. We actually now, I'm going to muddy the investment thesis here. We do actually have some external customers of ICE. It's kind of a testament to its capabilities. But it's focused generally on dirt. ICE uses video game technology. So it's allowing a client, yourself, somebody who's doing a big renovation, or maybe let's use a hospital for an example, turning a maternity ward into a palliative care ward, to fly through their space. So 3D visualization. Well, at exactly the same time, off the exact data set, it's producing real-time pricing, real-time engineering. So ICE understands how the dirt solutions go together and isn't going to allow us to build something that's not physically possible. It's also providing all of the data and information right down to our factory floor and our machines. So one data set is driving the entire process. What that does is that shrinks the time schedule, it provides cost certainty, it reduces deficiencies, and it gives the client a user experience to understand what their space is actually going to look like and make real-time changes up until the last minute. So that's really our key differentiator. We're approaching almost 300 patents granted and applied for right now in our business. We've invested heavily in our intellectual property. We continue to increase that investment, not just maintain it. But it is definitely one of the key differentiators between us and whether it's conventional construction or other manufacturers.
Great. And so what are your main initiatives, and how does that fit into your goals and milestones for the next 6 to 12 months?
So I like to talk about kind of 5 pillars of growth strategy right now that we're concentrated on. Number one is grow our existing markets, predominantly North America. About 85% of our sales is in the United States, another 10% in Canada, 5% international. Obviously construction is a massive multi-billion dollar industry, and we're a small piece of that right now. So focus on that in local markets, build on our brand. So that's number one. Number two, we are strategically looking at international markets. We have excellent distribution partnership in the Middle East. We're actually opening a what we call green learning center, or showroom, if you will, in London, UK. There's a lot of, London, you can imagine the construction costs are extremely high and there's a lot going on. Third piece is we're also looking at new verticals, so residential. So where our team is taking the dirt solutions and can we move into, single family and multifamily developments. And we have some strategic partnerships that we're working on right now, going very well. We expect residential not to add significant revenue for 2 to 3 years, but it will still use our existing manufacturing, our solutions. It's a testament to our capabilities that we can move into residential with our product solutions. The fourth is really just new innovative product development. Over the last year, we've rolled out our new Enzo solution, integration with technology in the walls, flooring and data, modular power through our dirt power solutions, custom millwork. So really doing the full interior solutions for our clients. So a lot of innovation also on the product development side. And then the fifth kind of pillar or strategy is some strategic corporate partnerships. And we were very excited earlier this year to announce a new partnership with Corning with respect to their Willow Glass, which is, 0.2 millimeters thick, so very thin, actually comes in a roll almost like fabric. It's exclusive to us in the interior construction industry. And our product development team and the Corning product development team have been working on it and our partnership for, almost a year, not quite. And they've been just an absolute delight to work with. And, we're talking about, where else can we take this? The Corning Willow Glass for us reduces our existing glass material usage potentially by up to 40%, reduces shipping costs. But it's a robust product, very innovative, high-resolution graphics printed right on it. So, I like to tell people what's most interesting is Corning actually approached us. They saw us as an innovator. So we're really excited about that relationship, and we're, you know, in discussion with some other companies about other innovative relationships.
Sounds good, and perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Scott, for some of our listeners that didn't catch the last interview, and you know, talk about the key management team as you had some, you know, recent shifts there in your directors.
Yeah, so we added, so on the board side, we added a new director by the name of Denise Bright. Denise has experience running public companies in property development, aerospace, so a well-known, highly respected lady based out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, sits on the board of some large healthcare and not-for-profit educational institutions, so you can see the tie there to some of our growth industries. James Gosling, who is a board member, James is well-known in the inventor of the Java programming language, former CTO at Sun Microsystems, James, original investor in the company. James is now, really, I think of James as now a board member emeritus. He's going to be an observer and a key advisor to us, but stepping officially off the board, but still heavily involved. I actually had a call with him just recently, just a general update on some IP strategies. So very involved. So really more we added Denise, but James's kind of legal position as a board member just got tweaked a little bit due to time constraints with some other business interests of his. You know, myself on the management side and our management team, you know, Mogens Smed, our CEO and founder, 45 years in construction and manufacturing. I've been with the company 9 years now. Became president about 3 years ago, but prior to joining DIRT, I was actually CFO and executive of a another public Canadian company that's a technology company that has proprietary infrastructure management technology. So my background is really from technology companies, and you know, I view, you know, DIRT really as a technology company operating in construction. And if you think construction's been an industry that has really been adverse to change and technologies over the years, you know, we're going to celebrate upcoming next year. We're going to throw a big birthday party. It's the 100th birthday of probably one of the most innovative construction advances ever, and that's the 2x4. 100 years. Drywall is right there with it. So, you know, drywall's been around 100 years as well. So, you know, as we're talking about an industry, it's an industry that is massive, that is ripe for technology to take it to the next level. And I think we've seen that in other industries. You know, let's look at the auto industry and what companies like Tesla are doing with technology. You know, that's very impressive. But wow, what an antiquated old boys network that industry must be. Construction is the same. But I think we're starting to turn a lot of heads, and you can see it in our revenue growth. You know, we're averaging, you know, year-to-date, first 6 months, revenue growth of above 30%, and our hope is that we can maintain and accelerate that.
Well, yeah, that leads into my next question. What are some of the key drivers that you wish investors better understood about the company and your sector?
So some of the key drivers, you know, in terms of, you know, what we're seeing industry sector, we're seeing from our clients that they are really starting to think going forward about flexibility. So flexibility of space. The workforce is changing. You know, I read recently, this is the first time that we really have four or five distinct generations working side by side in the workforce, whether it's traditionalists, baby boomers, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, millennials, and how they work together and how they operate is quite different. So companies need to be flexible. We have a workforce that is young. You know, a lot of young folks have, they want flexibility in terms of their workspace. You know, they, as long as they're connected with Wi-Fi and they have their multiple devices, they can be quite productive wherever they are. So we're seeing some trends there. We're also seeing trends in healthcare for infection control. Again, flexibility. And don't forget the DIRT system is modular. It is, you know, some analysts have called us Lego and steroids. You wouldn't know that to look at it because what we build is beautiful and custom for what our clients want. It's really their design. So but you can move it. You can make changes in the evening. It's clean. There's less waste on site. It's sustainable. But there's definitely, in terms of flexibility in healthcare, because technology is changing so fast in that industry. So you've got some trends there. Another trend on a macro level, especially in the United States, with the healthcare changes, you know, Obamacare, if you want to call it that, is you're seeing more of a move from the healthcare providers to a hub and spoke system. So maybe not building as many big new hospitals, but more urgent care, more community outreach, smaller clinics, but putting them into areas closer to their client base where outcomes can improve. So really getting them out into their population base that they serve and taking over existing buildings, but making changes, being flexible, putting in a dialysis center here or an urgent care facility there. So there's a lot of changes there going on. All of this benefits DIRTT.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Scott Jenkins, the president of DIRTT Environmental Solutions. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol DRT, currently trading at $5.76 a share. Market cap is around $480 million. And before we conclude here, Scott, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, you know, just I'll keep it pretty succinct. You know, we're on track, and we've demonstrated revenue growth exceeding 25%. With that revenue growth, we are growing our EBITDA and our cash flow at a higher growth rate. We're showing the leverage in our business model now of being based on our ICE technology and the power of our people. And I think that's important to look at. The gross margins are improving, the EBITDA margins are significantly improving, and we're driving towards a target of gross margins of 45% and EBITDA margins of 15%, which we haven't quite hit, but we feel confident in the short to medium term on that. The second piece I would say is the construction industry, interior construction for us, regardless of whether it's a hospital, a school, a commercial office, it is a massive opportunity. But it's highly fractured, and it is an industry that has not seen significant change in decades. And we think we're going to continue to push the limits and push that change. Now, it means that we are a disruptor. We are a disruptor, whether it's like Tesla, I use them on purpose because, you know, we think there's a lot of similarities between our companies, whether it's somebody like an Uber, whether it's somebody like Nest in terms of thermostats. These are all companies that we've actually been compared to by investors, current investors. So, we're going to continue. Oh, go ahead.
I said, yeah, Uber.
Uber, we've been compared to Uber. We've been compared to Cree, Nest. There's actually a book called The Resource Revolution where each chapter is written about, and DIRTT was actually a chapter in this book written by a couple of McKinsey guys, ex-Harvard guys, about disruptors in these large industries, but using technology to flip these industries on their head. That's what DIRTT is doing in construction.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Scott, and update our investor audience on DRT. It's always good to have you on.
Thanks a lot, Juan. We really appreciate it.